This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Digestive and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Paul Inselman, president of the Inselman Institute of Nutrition, who for over 27 years has been providing patients from all over the country safe and natural treatment options with the use of enzyme nutrition and functional digestive nutritional testing. Dr. Inselman, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. It is a pleasure to be here.
Well, it certainly is our pleasure as well. So what I understand is that you are considered to be an expert in the field of enzyme nutrition and functional digestive nutritional testing. Can you tell our audience what those specialties are all about?
Oh, absolutely. You see, Eric, enzyme nutrition teaches that food enzymes are supposed to be found and ingested in our diet by eating a diet of raw food. You see, enzymes live in all raw food, raw meat, raw fish, raw poultry, fruits, vegetables, etc. And when we became an industrial nation at the turn of last century, they had to figure out a way to get the food that was grown on the farm to the inner cities, and thus the canning industry was born. So let me give you an example. What happens if you leave an apple on your table for an extended period of time? It gets, you know, those brown spots on it. It rots. Well, that rotting is really the enzymes that are naturally found in the food that starts to digest the food. You see, that normal process of digestion where we're breaking down the food, that's what we call rotting. Now, understand that the byproduct of digestion is the release of carbon dioxide gas. Now, let's go back to the farm. So we become an industrial nation, and they have to get that apple from the farm to the inner city. So they take that fruit, and they put it in a can. They seal the can, and they ship it to the city. Eric, do you know what happens to a can after 3 days when it has a fresh piece of fruit, vegetables, etc. in it? Boom! The can explodes. Now, can you imagine corporate America living on a shelf life of products of 3 days? Impossible. The reason why the can exploded is because the natural byproduct of digestion is the release of that carbon dioxide gas. And if it's in a closed vessel, bingo, the can is going to explode. So what they had to do is they had to kill those food enzymes to increase and improve the shelf life of our food. So what they did in the olden days was they added salicylic acid, which today we know is common aspirin, or they used high heat techniques to kill the enzymes. The only problem is that food enzymes are considered to be essential nutrients. Essential, that's a key word. That means if you don't get them in your diet some way, somehow, you get incomplete digestion of your food, which leads to improper nutrient uptake, which leads to deviations of homeostasis. Homeostasis means balance on the cellular level. And anything that is left out of balance for a long enough period of time becomes sick, it becomes diseased, and it will eventually die. Now, functional digestive nutritional testing uses test procedures that are reliable, reproducible, and measurable to accurately diagnose where the deviations in homeostasis are, what organs or systems are being stressed. And then the treatment is to ultimately change the diet specifically to what that particular body is calling for, and to give the proper supplementation and enzymes and the proper dosages to restore homeostasis.
Very interesting information, without a question. I'm certainly, you've opened my eyes a little bit here. So what types of patients typically come to see you?
I typically have two classifications of patients. I typically have those patients that I lovingly call the medical rejects. These are patients that have gone from doctor to doctor to have test procedures done, to be told that, gee, ma'am, gee, sir, everything is normal, thank goodness. And the patient says, but doctor, I don't feel well. So the doctor will say, okay, you know what, try this medication. Patient goes back to the doctor and says, whoa, doc, I really don't feel well on that, and I'm getting side effects. So the doctor will say, you know what, all right, stop that medication, try this medication. And the same thing happens. So the patient leaves that doctor and goes to another doctor or to a specialist where they have still more tests that are being done. And fortunately, those tests come back normal also. So now the patient says, hey, I don't feel well, and now it starts all over again until finally somebody says to the patient, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Patient, are you under stress? Maybe you need some antidepressants. Now the patient actually starts to believe that they're starting to go crazy, and they go from doctor to doctor to doctor, only to go down an empty highway. Now what happens is the family catches on, and they, you know, everybody says the test results are normal. So what's everybody supposed to think? Maybe their loved one is, in fact, crazy. But if you're sick and suffering out there, let me tell you with 100% certainty, if medicine does not have the answer 99.9% of the time, it falls into the realm of nutrition. Now, the typical patients that I see in my office are females with hormonal problems. Think about the female cycle, not only the menstrual cycle, but the whole female cycle from birth till death. Females live on an emotional roller coaster because of hormones. What people don't realize is that the basic premise to create hormones, any hormones, comes from the ability to ingest and digest fat. So if you're not ingesting enough fat or if you're not digesting enough fat, you can have hormonal disruption, and that leads to symptoms. So the common symptoms that females have are headaches. Common symptoms that females have are back pain, breast tenderness, mood swings, crying spells, feelings of worthlessness, on and on and on. So that's the primary patient that we see in our office. Other patients that are pretty common are those with metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is high cholesterol, sugar imbalances, high blood pressure, abnormal weight. And what that leads to is all sorts of problems like heart disease, diabetes, etc. But my favorite patient, again, are those patients that go to doctor and are told that nothing can be found. 99% of those patients that come to us, they will find success in our office. And we're very proud of that statistic. The last type of patient are the preventative patients. They're the patients that understand that what we do for our bodies, what we eat, how we digest our food, how we exercise, if we exercise, et cetera, they understand that their lifestyle basically controls how healthy or unhealthy they're going to be. So we have a very large patient population that comes to us just for prevention.
Now, what would you say are the biggest challenges that patients face with regard to nutrition?
Without a doubt, not knowing what to do. You know, everybody knows that nutrition is important. Everybody wants to eat healthier. Everybody wants to ingest vitamins and supplements and minerals, etc. The challenge is we don't know what to do. There is so much information out there today, and there's so much conflicting information today. Let me give you an example. What would happen if all of the listeners in the audience right now turn to page 32 in the latest, greatest diet book, and it says, eat this for breakfast, eat that for lunch, eat that for dinner, and take this handful of supplements? Does it make sense that a 27-year-old bodybuilder, male, should be eating the same way as a 72-year-old osteoporotic woman, or the same way as an 84-year-old person with heart disease who just buried his wife, God forbid? Does it make sense that these three people should be eating the same way just because it says to do that on page 32? So here's a useful tip for our listeners. Don't pop and pray. Just because your friend took calcium or CoQ10 doesn't mean that you need calcium or CoQ10. This is the tip. Speak to your doctor and get some functional digestive nutritional testing so you will know specifically what your body needs, how your diet should be changed, what supplements you should take, etc., etc.
Today we are with Dr. Paul Inselman, president of the Inselman Institute of Nutrition, here on eHealth Radio's Digestive and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Inselman, what can a patient expect if they come to see you, and what does functional digestive nutritional test entail?
Well, the first thing that we do with our patients is we go through a very, very detailed and comprehensive consultation. Many of our patients note and state to us that they've never had a doctor who not only actually listens to them, but actually hears what they're saying. You know, their story is so important. And as a result, we pay careful attention to everything that our patients say. The next thing we do is we do a bioimpedance electrical analysis. What that is, it's BIA for short. It's an amazing test where we hook up electrodes to the patient and we take a reading. It's almost like an EKG for your entire body. And what it lets us look at is something called a phase angle. A phase angle is a measurement of cellular health. the more cells that are regenerating, the higher the number. The more cells that are degenerating or dying, the lower the number. Example, if I take a phase angle of a piece of wood of my desk, for example, it would be zero because that piece of wood is dead. So it gives us an indication of how sick that patient is. It also gives us other things, like we're able to look at the intracellular and extracellular fluid, and it's a really, really good test to give us an indication of the overall health and well-being of that patient. The next thing that we do is we order appropriate lab tests. We may do blood work, we may do a 24-hour urinalysis, we may do visualization techniques, sonograms, whatever is needed, we will then do for that patient. And the big granddaddy of them all is we do a functional digestive test. Is we use physical exam procedures where we examine every single organ system from head to toe on a fast. And then what we do is we record those findings, and then we feed a patient a nutrient-rich drink of the proper ratio of proteins, fiber, carbohydrates, and fat. And we allow that patient to digest that drink for 45 minutes. Now what we do is we re-examine the patient after they've eaten, so we're able to see before and after results. Let me give you an example. Suppose I palpate your biliary system. Palpate means to feel. And I palpate the biliary system, which is your gallbladder and your liver, if you still have a gallbladder. And we find that it's normal under palpation. There's no muscle contracture. Everything is soft and supple, and everything's normal. That's on the fast. That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, after we feed you that nutrient-rich drink, you go ahead and digest it. Now you come back, and now that biliary system area is rock hard. We know that that gallbladder and liver, that biliary system, is now out of homeostasis, out of balance. The only thing that can make that biliary system go out of balance is either protein or fat, and that's what was in that drink. So now we couple that with lab tests, and let's say that we see calcium oxalate in your urine. It should not be there. That means that you're not digesting your fat appropriately. What we will ultimately do is we sit down and we go over exactly what is stressing your body and causing the deviations of homeostasis, and then the ultimate treatment is we will change your diet specifically. There's no guesswork of what should I eat, how much should I eat, etc. We will tell you specifically, and we will tell you specifically the dosages and the exact supplements that you need to take and why. So there's no guesswork with your nutrition anymore.
In conclusion, what would you like our listeners to learn from today's interview?
If you're taking notes, listeners, I would highlight this. One-size nutrition does not work. It really is about figuring out, diagnosing where the deviation in homeostasis lies, and then fixing that problem. If a person wants to get more enzymes in their diet, then eat more raw foods. However, don't eat raw meat, raw poultry, etc., because our food supply is tainted. It's laden with bacteria, and we must cook those foods. But remember, if you're cooking your foods, processing your foods, using antibiotics, X-rays, GMOs, whatever, the enzymes are essentially killed, and you need to get those essential nutrients back in your diet properly. But just going to the health food store and picking up a bottle of enzymes is not the answer, because what do you need? How much do you need? That's where the diagnostic testing is very, very important. So speak to your doctor.
Very helpful information. Where would you recommend that our listeners go to get more information and also to be in potential contact online?
If they want to find out more information, then go to www.drinselman.com. That's DRINSELMAN.com. Or if they're on Facebook, then go to www.facebook.com/, all one word, enzymesforlife.net, ENZYMESFORLIFE.net. Or if they want to reach me by phone, they can call me at 1-888-201-0567.
Very good. It's been good to have had you on the show. We've been speaking with Dr. Paul Inselman, president of the Inselman Institute of Nutrition, who for over 27 years has been providing patients from all over the country safe and natural treatment options with the use of enzyme nutrition and functional digestive nutritional testing. And the website of reference, once again, is simply drinselman.com. Dr. Inselman, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having me. You have a great day.
You too, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Digestive and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.